It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and we are on a journey to grow hope. We are building a foundation of hope that is going to give us the strength to stand, the flexibility to twist and turn, and the focus to keep looking at what we are designed to do instead of all the things that are going on around us. The more hope we have, the bolder we're going to be in this journey. Now, we've been covering several different aspects of hope over the last several weeks. If you've missed any of the episodes, please jump over to snarkyrainbows.com and you'll find the links there, or you can visit growinghoperadio.com to catch up on these episodes of hope. The first episode was a choice for hope and how we have to make the choice to live in hope. The second was about finding hope in the hopeless moments. And the third episode was all about a focus of hope. The more hope we have, the bolder we become. So we're going to continue investing in hope by talking today about how powerful hope can be, the power of hope in our lives. The first point is how hope allows you to believe. The second point is how hope reminds you of a new start. The third point is about how hope provides that infusion of I can. The fourth point is about how hope points to the promise. And the fifth point is about how hope dispels the dark. Hope is the most powerful force that we have available to us. Light, it is the light. It is the light of the world. Hope is the seed of possibilities. Hope is the thing that we need to make everything else happen. It starts with hope. The first point is how hope allows you to believe. When you hope in something, when you have hope in something, then you believe that it is possible. Even if it's just a spark, even if it's a small amount, it allows you to see that there is more than what you can see. Hope is the ability to see beyond the limits. Hope is the strength even when the storms are trying to tear you down. Hope is what gives you the ability to step out of the boat. There's no guarantee, but hope tells you that you can, so you do. We need to find ways to invest in this hope that the world is denouncing. The world is telling you there is no hope. It can't be done. It is not possible. All is lost. But hope says, yes. Hope is that pinpoint of light in the delusion of darkness that the world has crafted. And when you have that pinpoint of light, then you can see beyond the masquerade. It becomes possible because you hope in the possibility. Grab hold of the power of hope by remembering that hope gives you the ability to believe. What will you dare to hope in over these next few days? And where do you believe that that hope is going to take you? Hold tight to hope and allow hope to grow the power of belief in you. The second point is that hope reminds us of the new start. Hope is what tells you that, okay, yeah, you fell down. Yeah, the world kind of turned upside down. Yeah, somebody jerked the rug right out from under you. But it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because hope says it starts over. Right now, the second, it starts over. Tomorrow is a new day. The new year is just around the corner. Praise God. You know? Hope says that there's a new beginning. What has happened, what was, it doesn't limit what will be. The only thing that can limit your possibilities is you. You're it. You're the only thing that can get in your way. And when you understand that, when you hold tight to that hope, when you dare to look at the possibilities, when you accept the power of hope that says, there's a new start, there is a new beginning, then you can get there. When I launched Growing Hope, I had all these great plans of what I was going to do. And around every corner, it seemed that something else came up, something else stepped in the way, always directed by me, looking back now. When we moved into this temporary facility, this temporary house, I was able to see the possibilities in everything except in this broadcast, in everything except the podcast. I felt like I was stuck because I wasn't holding on to the hope that I was actually trying to grow. And when I was encouraged by other people to just do what I knew to do, it fueled it. I was able to step into it. And yet it's not perfect, but I knew without a doubt it's what I needed to do. That's what hope makes possible. It says there's a new start. It doesn't matter that there's already 200 Growing Hope episodes in the queue, that you can go listen to Growing Hope for hours on end. This is a new beginning. This is the new Growing Hope. And we're doing this together. We're going to change the world with hope. And we do that by believing in the power of hope. Hope allows us to believe. Hope allows us to see that there is a new start. And today, right now, we're letting hope make that new start for us. So what is it that you're going to see? What is it that you're going to do? What new start is yours today? The third point is hope infuses the I can. The more there is hope in you, the more that you believe in your ability to take that next step, the more you are settled, and there's nothing that can convince you otherwise, that you are going to, you will. I think about Michael Phelps. Actually, I think about the other guy that was swimming against him, because during an interview, the broadcaster asked the other guy, and I don't even know the other guy's name, but they asked him about the pressure of trying to beat Michael Phelps. And he said, I'm just trying to get second. I mean, seriously, he was so focused on what Michael Phelps was doing, he wasn't even planning to do better. On the other hand, when they would question Michael Phelps about this potential of beating the world record, the 7 gold medals that went before him, he wasn't even thinking about a world record or thinking about 8 gold medals. He was thinking about each race that he was about to swim and how to do his best in those. And he expected to win. It never dawned on him that he wouldn't win. That was his goal, so that was his focus. When we are firmly invested in the reality of whose we are, not who we are, but whose we are, then the hope of that knowledge is what drives us to the next step. It won't make sense in the world. It won't make sense to the world. Often the times, it doesn't even make sense to us, and we're the ones walking it out. But we know. We know it deep down in our knower. You know, that goes back to the lessons that we've been building on. The more we know whose we are, the bolder we will be in the step into our possibilities. The hope of that knowledge is what drives us to be able to step. I can because of whose I am. I can because of whose I am. Your hope will elevate your I can. The fourth point is how hope points to the promise. Hope is not something that we do ourselves. Hope is not something someone else can do for us. Hope is all about that personal relationship with God. Without that understanding, without that connection, hope cannot exist, because hope relies on the promises that God has made to you. But in order to have the hope in those promises, you have to invest in knowing those promises. And the only way you can know those promises is to take the time to dig into those promises. And those promises are in the Word. That's the only place those promises exist. And all of His promises for you are in the Word. All you have to do is pick it up and read it. He gave you the manual. I wrote it out in black and white, made it as simple as possible for us, because it really is simple. Love God, love others. Everything else falls into place when you do that. So invest in the Word to know His promises. And when you know His promises, then you grow hope. And hope, when you're in that tight situation and you grab hold of hope, hope will point you to those promises, because that's where hope comes from, is those promises. So hope points you back to the promises, because it's the world and the delusions of the world and the rules of the world and all of this that are trying to distract you from those promises. So when you hold on to hope, when you grab hold of hope during that storm, the hope is going to point you to the promises when you know the promises. So invest in knowing the promises so you can hold tight to hope. The fifth point is hope dispels the darkness. If you've ever been in a completely dark situation, I mean like caving, and we used to go caving with, or not caving, we used to go through caves with our children. We never went caving with them. I went caving when I was younger, but my boys, we never took them. And we went in on this one tour, and we got to the end, and they made us turn off our cell phones, turn off any devices that you had, and any kids that had light-up shoes, the parents were to cover them. And when we did that, the tour guide turned off the lights of the path, and it went dark. And you could literally feel the darkness. It was so dark, you could feel it. I had a friend tell us recently that when you're in that kind of darkness, when it is complete darkness, the darkness that you can feel, if you light a match, you light a candle, that light can be seen up to 2 miles away. Darkness cannot stand against the light, ever. The light always pushes the darkness out. And that's the power of hope. Hope is the light. Hope is what says it is not dark anymore. We can see, and if we can see, then we can go. Hope will dispel the darkness. Hope will allow you to see into the possibility so that you can make your step. All of this journey, all of this possibility thinking is a choice. And the more you make the choice to think positive, to think hope, to think possibilities, the more it becomes your default situation. So that when something does happen, and things happen, life happens. But the more you embrace the hope, the more you default to hope. Instead of seeing the problem, like the lawn guy finally is going to mow the lawn, but he's waiting until I'm making the recording. You see, hey, the lawn guy is mowing the lawn, and now I don't have to. When you're focused on hope, you see the light instead of the dark. Even if it's still not as bright as you want it to be, even if the path is not as clear as you would like it to be, you see the path. You see the next step. You see the hope. And that's what we need. When things are tough or discouraging or a darkness that you can literally feel, we need hope. The power of hope will make everything become possible. You'll be able to see where you want to go, and more importantly, you'll have what you need to take that step. Or at least you'll be able to make that step utilizing what you have. That's the key to living out a life of hope, is having, embracing that power and daring to go. So there's 5 points, 5 reminders of the power of hope. Hope allows you to believe. Hope reminds you of the new start. Hope infuses the I can. Hope points to the promise. And hope dispels the dark. Embrace the power of hope in your life. Thank you so much for joining me for Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and you can join me over at snarkyrainbows.com, where we are sharing a little hope and inspiration, always with a dash of twisted encouragement to keep things interesting. You can also connect with me on social media all over the internet. I am Catherine C. Lang, except for Facebook, and there I am the Catherine C. Lang. If you have missed any of the articles or ebooks for the Growing Hope series, you can find those on the Snarky Rainbows website. Look in the sidebar for the ebooks, and of course, just look in the current articles for any of the articles that you might be interested in. And be sure to invite a friend to join us on this journey of hope. We will continue to pursue hope until we change the world. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.